share in that support of Abraham at San Narciso. We were able to be with two congregations in Belize, Orange Walk and San Narciso. There's another group at Corzal that 4th Street supports George Gonzalez in that work, but we're so busy. If you ever go, you'll know what I'm talking about. It's you judge your time in minutes of your free time, because those brethren just super book you and what you are to do. And we did that, Bible studies and gatherings. But I want you to see these pictures. I'll have to go and put on my phone. Let's see what we got. Wi-Fi. And if I don't do that, you won't be able to hear their sound. I'm connected now. I'll start with this one. Okay, now this here, that's I should have made the picture sideways, but it's as big as I could get it on this. And so anyway, this is up at Corzal. This is you can see the water here. That's basically the Atlantic Ocean. I don't know, it may have been the Caribbean, but that's where they baptize people in the water, those from San Narciso, because they do some in the river, but there's crocodiles in the river, so it's a little bit dangerous to baptize people in the river. Belize is a country of a little over 419,000 people, total population. Land-wise, it's about the size of Massachusetts. It became an independent country in 1981. It was formerly known as British Honduras, and Great Britain gave it its freedom. So I only know of three congregations in the entire country of Belize, probably 100, 120 Christians in the entire country of over 400,000. Now, this is the latest Bible class at Dinah, and I got a pointer here. I'll show you. This is Robin Clifton. She's a wife of one of the elders from Kaysville, Utah. They met us at Belize, and we had first taken them to Belize in 2016. But they're really workers. But this is the lady's house. That's Sister Teresa's house. This is Sister Teresa. She's got melanoma cancer in her head. She's on such medications that she cannot do any treatment for her melanoma, so probably be the last time I see her alive. And I mentioned, she said, I'm 75 years old, I'm ready, and so she's got a good attitude, so there's really nothing they can do for her. Okay. Now, this is Abraham. This is the one you support. He is my interpreter or translator, according to who you talk with. I guess it's an interpreter. The language has already been translated, so he interprets for me when I preach, and I'm short. And he sure is short. And so this is Abraham. He's a fine individual. In fact, since we've been there, I'll show you another man that was baptized into Christ that Abraham and them was instrumental. Now, this is the five of us of the Americans that were there that trip. The two on the right is Robin and Paul Clifton, and the young man on the right is P.J. Anderson. P.J. is the gospel preacher in Kaysville, Utah. That congregation, I preached there a few times, but they've really grown tremendously. They're up to 160 with three elders, and when I first got there, they had 50 and no elders, but see the growth in them. The majority of them are now children. This is P.J. and Abraham. They help in Abraham's support, too. Abraham gets $1,500 a month support, $500 from us here at Beulah, and then Kaysville, Utah, and a congregation in Florida, I'm not sure. But this is, I'm just going to go through, I want you to hear these videos and see the videos and hear the sound. This is just pictures. Alan and his family, he got hurt at work. Now, this right here is Abraham's house. This right here, he would get about 50 cement blocks at a time, that's what he could afford, and he would put them up, and it took him over a year for himself to build this house. And now this here is added on from his old house, and that's Abraham there. I took a picture. This house here is hurricane proof, a category 5 hurricane. So he built it that way. But you can see the rebar up here on the top of the house. And if you want to build another room on your house, you already have your rebar, you just build it. They have, most of them have flat roofs. And if you ever see a lip around the house, you'll see a lot of buildings in Belize that have a lip around it, you know, maybe this high up, 3 or 4 feet high up. And that's called a parapet. A parapet is found in Deuteronomy 22 and verse 6. It's where you prevent innocent blood from falling from the roof of your house. You remember David looked down and saw Bathsheba bathing? That's the kind of roofs that they have. And so that makes sense more when you see these flat roofs like this. This is Abraham got him purchased a new Toyota car, and some of us helped him on that because they have some widow women there that are. They're third world country. They can't afford good food. You'll see the food that they have. And so they get obese. A lot of the ladies do, and all of them do. And so Abraham, they couldn't get in his truck, so he had to get a car. They don't have a vehicle. So he has to go around and collect the widow women. This is on a Saturday, they planned a gathering for us. And see here, they put here, welcome, brethren. And this is third world people. They know we cannot drink the water because it'll make us sick. So they bought for us coats, and it costs money. They put their money together to do this for us. This is some of them talking. This man here, Armin, he will make a fine elder one day. This is us with on a Saturday afternoon. They wanted us to be there. Here's some of the ladies talking. I want to get to this. So this is Armin, his daughter. That's Carlos. Okay. But I want to just get, because you, all right, now here's the three sisters, but I want you to hear Nelda. Nelda, this lady here is going to be singing this song, and I want you to hear it. But she is a widow. All of them are widows. One of the ladies there became a Christian in November, but Nelda's husband, he's gone now, but they invited us in years gone by to eat with them, and the major part of her floor is dirt, and she took that broom and she swept that dirt. It's the cleanest dirt I ever saw. But anyway, I want you to hear. Abraham's mother there. Now, I don't know what she said, but God knew. He doesn't need an interpreter. Now, these are Abraham's two sons. That's Benjamin and Marcus. Marcus says he wants to be a gospel preacher. And Benjamin is super intelligent. I mean, he's going in. Now, look what they did. They knew we were coming, and they bought those coats for us, and they set that out. Out there in the yard out from Abraham's house. And this is just some more pictures. Now this man right here, his name's Sebastian. He was not a Christian. Now this is common the way it is in Belize. If you say, are you a Christian? I asked him, are you a Christian? He didn't say yes, he didn't say no. He said, I'm Presbyterian. So, but they'll say, oftentimes, that's what they do. They said, are you a Christian? But he is now a Christian. He was baptized a week after we got back. Here's some of his other pictures. Now this man, I'll show you more of him in a little bit. See how this is how they fix their rice. Now this is a cemetery out from it, because Belize is low-lying hurricanes and such. And so they put their names, they'll bury multiple people in one tomb. I think you see a lot of that down in New Orleans. I've seen some of that where they do that. And this one family, not Christians, they light their candles each day. And this Raul, he's showing where his mother is buried. And that's Letitia's mother. I'll just go on where I can. All right, now this right here, this is down at Orange Walk. It's a small group. And this is Elizabeth here. And she's the mother, and that's her sister there, Marlena. But here are the ones from Utah. But her daughter has had three surgeries on her brain. And Dale came out. Whenever you go to the third world countries, Dale Tosti, I'll show you a picture of him right here. Let's see. All right, this is Dale Tosti here. He and his wife are from New York State. They live at Blue Creek. They're the only Americans that I know of there in Belize. And he's the father of Lee Tosti, who preaches up in New England. But anyway. Now this is Stephanie and Sharon. Stephanie's a Mennonite. Dale and Selma converted her. She lives in Blue Creek. Her husband is not. This is Andreas. He is one of the older members there at San Narciso. Okay, this in here. Yeah, we got some sound on this one. This is Armin. He's leading this song in Spanish. Slipped my mind, but he told me, he said, this is the second time he's ever headed this. And he'll do his own interpreting. He'll speak in one language and interpret in another. Because Sid believes English is the official language. They speak English at school because it's British Honduras, used to in the past. But when they get home, they speak Spanish. And so, but you'll hear that you listen to some of this. Lord's Supper. And this other young man over here, they're both young Christians, and they'll show you.
Today is a special day for us as Christians. This afternoon I will be addressing the Lord's for the supper. Se conoce como la Santa Cena, a momento que la iglesia, el pueblo de Dios, participa del pan y del vino en memoria del sacrificio de Jesús en la cruz. Jesús mismo instituyó esta celebración conmemorada como un recuerdo del nuevo pacto establecido por él. It is known as the Holy Supper when the church, the people of God, partakes of the bread and the wine in memory of Jesus, sacrificed on the cross. Jesus himself instituted the celebration as a reminder of the new covenant established by him.
That was Armin's son. You remember I was telling you. All right, now right here, this right here, now, they don't do this in the Lord's Supper at all, but when they give their contribution, they sing. And you'll hear them singing here, and they don't have a song book or anything. They're giving God thanks and praise for what little they do have. So I want you to hear. Abraham as he interprets.
The will of him who sent me into the conflict his word.
Jesús les dijo, mi comida es que haga la voluntad del que me envió y que acabe su obra.
Jesus always did the will of the Father.
Jesús siempre hizo la voluntad de su Padre.
Okay, so you have to, when you use an interpreter, you have to speak for a sentence or two and then you stop. And then they do it. And so that's what happened. Let's see if I got one. Now, right here, I won't play this, it's too long. But so, what I do is I read scriptures here, and then I read it all the way through, and then Abraham will read his scripture. But this here is some talking afterwards.
Dios fue el origen
para
el tiempo.
In Genesis 1 and verse 1.
Genesis 1.
In the beginning,
and
God created the heavens and the earth. In the beginning of what?
En el principio de qué?
Creation.
De la creación.
What else?
¿Qué más?
Time.
De tiempo.
We have no record that time was prevalent before the creation.
Antes de la creación no tenemos ningún registro, pues no había, de que el tiempo era prevalente.
If God begins time,
si Dios dio inicio al tiempo,
who's going to end time?
¿Quién va a terminar con el tiempo?
The last day, Jesus. Okay, but you see, we've worked together so much over the years, he can just anticipate some things. You know, Abraham, he's good. Now this here is another song, I want you to listen to it. Now this is Benny. Benny and Armin, I think, would make, and Abraham would make three good elders. I talked to Abraham about this, and he said, well, we're just not there yet. We've got to do some more teaching. And you remember the young man I said that was serving the Lord's Supper? That's Armand's son. And but anyway, I meant Benny's son. This man here's son.
So
so we drove this time because we had to be at San Narcisa that evening. But that dirt road, everything's dirt. Okay, I'll show you this. It got some, I may not show you this. I can't think of the name of it. PJ said they got it was about this long. It'd be like a, you'll see it in a moment. Right here it is. Right there. You'll see it. I'm getting close. There it is. It's going in the river where the crops are. Okay. Okay, now this right here, I want you to, this is their kitchen, ladies. Boy, you talking about food. I mean, they know how to cook. Now, I want to let you look at this. They're happy. She didn't know a picture.
Every day here.
Well, it's chicken, rice, they're making sandwiches out of it, and you're going to see their oven, how they cook it. Here's their fire.
Leticia, what is that?
Bread. Bread.
That's their own.
What are you cooking?
Robin said, what are you cooking? Okay. Now this is at the Bible study out at Dale and Selma's house. We did this on a Monday for lunch, and then we were at San Narcisa later on that day. They live out at Blue Creek. Here we are again with our study. We had singing and studying. And this right here, let me tell you a little bit about this couple. John Pollard preached a couple of years for us at Vinemont in the gospel meeting. This is his parents. And Sharon has got a pretty serious heart problem. She may have about another year or so to live is what the doctors project. But John here, he was an assistant to the assistant prime minister of the entire country of Belize. But they're Catholic. The government is Catholic. And so he's not a Christian. He knows if he becomes a Christian, he loses his job because they will not tolerate it. And he knows also the corruption that takes place in the government. So the rest is history. He's a Christian. And he's lost his job. But they're making it. They're trying to start a little business up, but he's really come a mile as a Christian. Just a fine couple. This is some of us at the study. Okay, there's, all right, this lady, I tell you what, she may be dying of melanoma, but Sister Teresa, this lady here is helping take care of her, and she's teaching her the gospel. I would not be surprised that she doesn't obey before Sister Teresa passes. This is a Mennonite family. We're at Blue Creek. He is not a Christian. Stephanie is. And she can bring her sons in the daytime. He will not let her bring them on Thursday night because it's so dangerous. Police are getting extremely dangerous now because our open borders up through, and so many people coming up from the South America, and drugs and drug dealing and all of that is getting a lot more dangerous. I'll tell you a little bit about her. This is Sister Cecilia. Dale and Selma converted her yard yet. Y'all know what I mean by yard yelling? They have fences around their houses for protection, and they used to have a couple of dogs they put inside the fence. And they don't want purebred dogs, they want mean dogs. And so they put two in there in case you kill one, the other one will get you, hopefully, before you can get to them. And so what they do, you yell across the fence, say, "Hello, house! Hello, house!" And if they come to the door, you know, you can talk. They don't ever come, you just keep going. But she came to the door, and the rest is history. She's a Christian. Dinah likes this. She gets her this right here, and this guy here, he wouldn't come to church, but he makes these. Now, let's go to this where we have the temple. This is at, all it is. This right here is PJ climbs to the top of it. Now here's another one. They took slaves and built this temple back there. They claim around 500 BC. And this in here is known as the Jaguar Temple. See, they've got all this right here. Here's another. Oh, I went over. Okay, this is another one. See how big it took a lot of slaves, and they used to sacrifice children. Okay, now this right here is a mahogany tree right here, and there's very few of them in Belize anymore. They would float the trees down the river. Now this brother here, named John, he made me this. It's out of mahogany. And I said, "Let me pay you." He said, "No." That's the way they, and so it's got Belize on it. And I'll show you. I'll get this one out. Now, these things here, I'll show you a picture in a moment. But these here are the ladies made these for Dinah on this trip. That's just the way they are. And they just, a lot of work goes into all of this. Let's go on. This is more of the idolatry. They worship this. Okay, so we're having a birthday for Benjamin. Notice Abraham is telling PJ, "We don't sing happy birthday in Spanish. We can only sing it in English." He's talking. I thought this is sort of neat, him telling it. There's Benjamin in the door.
Only in Mexico. Here in English. We don't know
PJ said we can all sing along. But I thought there's another picture of that's how they cook. I'm gone over, so I'll just go. Okay, now I'm going to tell you about this couple here. This is the youngest two. They're brothers and sisters. Lynette, she's 17, and he's 18. Randall asked me when he was a lot smaller, he said, "Alvin, is it true in America when you put your shovel in the ground it comes up full of silver?" I said, "No, it's not that way." But anyway, their mother has died. Their daddy had run off with a Mexican up in Mexico, and so they haven't seen him since, another woman. And so they're four of the siblings have gone together and living together to make ends meet. She works at a restaurant, but I'm not sure what Randall does. Tremendous family, tremendous. Robin, she's special. They're special to her. All right, now this is the lady that made Dinah the, this right here. Benny wanted his family to be made with us, so we did, because we don't know if we'll ever see them. You never know. Now, on the last night, after the night we were there, Paul and myself and PJ, we wanted to treat the brethren at Orange Walk to a meal. All right, this is the church building at Orange Walk. There's a cistern, you know, you read about it in the Bible. This is the front as you go in. This is Dana Whistler's house. Dana and I have stayed a lot of nights there. This is the group at Orange Walk. Okay, this is Leannie here that's had three brain surgeries. Okay. That should be. We'll just, that'd be it, but if anybody's got any questions, but anyway, we always enjoy our trip, and I wonder why the United States continues to stay in, because the weakest we're getting as a nation, you know, for both our homosexuality and all kinds of, well, over 90% of the support of the gospel in the world that I've been preached on three continents, over 90% of the support of the gospel comes from the United States. So I think that's why God is letting us to stand right now as a faithful country. And it's because of your support and, you know, who knows whether they even have a congregation. American from Texas started the work. In San Narciso. But also, man, Daniel Whistler started it in Orange Walk. Okay, that's it.
Yes, sir. Let us pray. Our most gracious Heavenly Father, hallowed be thy great and holy name. We come before you at this time, asking you to forgive us of our sins as we forgive those that sin against us. We're thankful for this opportunity we have to come together to sing songs of praises, study another lesson from thy word, and gather around thy table. Heavenly Father, we're thankful for the many blessings that you've bestowed upon us, for food or shelter, sunshine, rain, clothing or health, and so many more blessings that you have bestowed upon us. Heavenly Father, be with those that are sick of the congregation here at Beulah. We pray that the things doctors are doing for them will bring relief. We're thankful for the church. We pray that it will grow spiritually and in number worldwide. Heavenly Father, we're thankful for our government leaders. We pray that they will look to thy word for guidance in making these decisions. We pray for the gospel meetings that are in progress. We pray that many souls will be added into the church. May we always do unto others what have them do unto us. Continue the blessing upon us, watch over and care for us. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Just like it is, except for the smell. But now it doesn't.